the secret lives of Mormon wives has taken over once again, and I am here for it. It's screening on Disney Plus, and I'm only like 3 episodes in or something, but oh my God, the love that I have for these women and their chaos and just their culture, like these women and the way that they behave, they're all sober. They're not drinking, yet you'd swear they drunk. They're doing ketamine infusions because that somehow is a loophole in the Mormon church. I'm here for it. I want to hear what you think about it. It's such a good watch.
It's a good watch. I wish they released it weekly.
I agree. Yeah, I want it to last longer. It's too much of a flash in the pan and then it's done. They need longer term publicity sort of being drip fed into the media cycle.
So we get Kardashians drip fed to us, which everyone's sick of. This, you could have, they need to capitalize on what they've got because it's a good show. Maybe release the first two up front and then drip feed us, even if it's 2 a week. But having the whole thing released, I'm trying to catch up because I don't want to see spoilers.
Mm.
But then at the same time, I can't catch up with it. I'm almost done. It is like opposite world. So these women don't drink, but they do ketamine on the camera with their husband or with their Bond villain ex or whoever he is. She's pregnant. They're constantly like pregnant. They do these very sexual things, but then they're prudish.
Yeah, and don't you find it hilarious that we've had this whole swingers drama for so long and now it's come out that no one was actually having sex with anybody else? Like there's no wife swap. They were sort of implying that there was wife swapping going on. Like there was some risque things, but it wasn't to the degree that everyone thought it was.
No, it wasn't. But I think Mormons... It's a thing. I think they do swing.
Oh, polygamy is part of the Mormon church. Absolutely. Yeah.
But even the stuff that they did, strange. Like it's almost like there's an innocence there. There's a childlike behavior there. They're all drinking soft drink and they go wild in the club. Like I just watched an episode. They went out clubbing and they're all sober. They're twerking and they're on a pole. It is so hectic. The constant references to Ben Affleck just do my head in. Like, I think it's what is going on? The fact that that was all made up and it's come out that that was like last season we were talking about, oh my goodness, Ben Affleck's cousin's on there. No, it's not. The Bond villain has nothing to do. So the Bond villain guy is Zach and he's back. He was awful last season and I thought he came back better this season, but he's still quite awful.
Yeah.
Whitney seems a lot softer than last season, but she's just trying to get back in.
Mm.
There's about 6 that all look the same. And I still need like a reference chart. You know that meme where the guy's got the
yeah.
Who's married to who? Who was the swinger? Who's not the swinger? The Chippendale thing is so weird. If your friend's already sort of got in trouble with their partner about going to the Chippendales,
yeah,
don't do it again with your husbands. And then there's all hell breaking loose at this party and the guys are upstairs just like trying to dump up.
I'm sorry, but that husband that came down to defend his wife, I forget which wife and I forget his name, but in that Chippendales outfit, I was a bit like, oh, hello.
I was like, no.
Oh, really? That gave you the ick?
Massive ick.
Oh.
He was like too much. And even how she ran up and then he was like went out guns blazing and I don't know, he was giving some sort of Bond villain as well. What other notes have I got? It's just wild. And then they all claim to be women supporting women, but they're doing nothing of the sort. They hate each other. They tear each other down at the first opportunity that they get. I was like, I get that you've got this successful social media account, but it's not based on women supporting women.
No.
It's based on your hatred for each other and the fact that you all look the same and we can't work out who's who, but it's entertaining. So we love her.
They're so fame hungry, which is what makes it so good. So you can't really trust half the storylines because you know that they're just trying to give a good performance. But their immaturity and their age shows through in the things that they do and the way that they react. Like, there is a realism to it, even though it is staged. I tell you what blew me away. Taylor's mum. So Taylor's become famous on TikTok, and her mum's basically taken out a second mortgage to completely renovate her face, her hair, her body. It's like, who is this person?
No, she's gone from, like, she used to look like the mum from Dance Moms. That's what I thought. And now she kind of looks like the daughter. I was like, who is this lady? But she's just gone and done a full, like, everything is tight. And the dad, he is an awful, awful man.
What a pig of a man. So I hope people know what we're talking about. But we get to the episode where they're all outside having, like, a family lunch, and you've got Taylor. And what's the boyfriend's name? The one that she got knocked up with, and he's been anyway, he's been cheating on her. Dakota. And Taylor has all of this evidence of stuff that he has done while they're together. And the dad basically came out and said, this is all your fault for being so easy and sleeping with him. Like, completely slut-shaming her on TV. I was just, my mouth hit the floor. I could not believe that that scene happened.
No.
To put it back on her that it was her fault for cheating, that it was her fault that he cheated on her, I was just like, wow.
But then fast forward a few episodes, and then she's like, we're still sleeping together, but I don't like him and I don't feel anything. And I'm like, what is
good? Yeah.
And I do not agree with the dad at all. But it shows their immaturity, and it's so funny because I'm married so young. So, like, I didn't get married till I was 30. So these women are, like, some of them early 20s.
And some of them are divorced early 20s.
Yeah, because there's that other divorced one.
Yeah.
That's never had an orgasm with a man.
Yeah. I don't need to hear things like that.
No, either. And then they do a full party for her to try and help her. And I was like,
it's bizarre. But it's so unique. It's so different to anything that's out there. The way that they reference mom talk, like, it is its own church. It's like they've created this, their own cult, and there's a leader, and there's always fights for who's in the leadership, and you can join mom talk and then you can be out of mom talk. Like, they've created this whole world of nothing, which is just like social media TikTok dances. My kid's got RSV in the hospital. Oh, yeah. Nearly died. Woohoo.
What are they doing? But, yeah, it's a very strange concept because mum talk is, yeah, it's just TikTok. Like, it's just their TikTok account.
Yeah, like, is it what? Have they registered a company name? Like, is it an actual entity? The way that they treat it, it's like it's this business. Maybe it is.
They're not selling anything. But then one came back. Like, she was like, oh, I was kicked out, and I saw how successful it was last season. She's come back trying to get in. Even Whitney's come back because she was, like, what I thought was, like, the leader.
She was. And then Taylor kind of became the leader. And now, what is it, Demi wants to be the leader? And Demi, yeah, Demi's wicked.
And they do mention Marciano. You know how on – So Vanderpump Villa, when Mum Talk went there, or the Mormon wives went there, Marciano and one of the women had, like, a connection, and they were talking, and then she now references him in the show. Can you imagine his ego at this point in time?
Oh, can't stand that guy.
Either.
Oh, I didn't even get to that episode. I was so bored of Vanderpump Villa, I just gave up.
Yeah, it is boring.
Yeah.
That was, like, the second episode.
I know. Look, I've got a lot to watch. I don't know, find what shit.
It's a very strange show, but I love it because you're getting an insight to something that you're never going to have insight on. Wild to me, but I love it. I just wish we were spoon-fed it a little bit slower because my desperation to get through it before seeing any spoilers, it's hard because I can't keep up.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.